Hello, everybody. I just was about to edit a video and record two more when I started looking at our YouTube stats. And the last video that I uploaded, the Saints Row video, well, the Saints Row 2 video, and actually in general, the views on our videos are averaging about seven views. Which is kind of disheartening. I mean, I have never looked at the YouTube stats or how many videos, or like how many people watch each video. But I did today, and it's really made me want to stop doing it because it takes me like maybe anywhere between 5 to 20 minutes to actually record everything. It doesn't take me a lot of time to edit up the show. What takes me a lot of time is not the show, the video clips. What takes a long time is rendering and in HD, mind you. And on top of that, uploading them. That's what takes me the most amount of time. I mean, rendering and uploads, that's probably anywhere between 2 to 3 hours per video, depending how long I make it. If they're short, it's about, I would say, 1 hour and 40 minutes of video. The thing is, though, is that low of views, I'm really not interested in continuing to make videos. I mean, I know I'm no fucking professional. I know I'm not, you know, the best video editor. And I'm also probably not the most interesting guy to listen to. The thing is, though, is I've seen far less interesting videos on YouTube go for a lot more hits. For instance, people like Peter Chow, who I don't even think is fucking funny, despite the fact he's Canadian. As well as some other video game related videos I've seen that not really that good. I'm not saying that mine are better, but I do put quite a bit of effort into them. And at this point, I'm not really sure if I'm going to make any more videos on YouTube. And we don't get any feedback about them either on the show. Well, we don't get any feedback about the show. But why don't you tell us what you want to see from the videos? I mean, I like Harold's, What Up Monday videos. I think they're cool. Even the Pew Pew video he did last with his Plants vs. Zombie toys, which I thought was hilarious. But anyways, if our videos suck, let us know. Like, what would you like to see us do? Would you like to see us show our faces more? Would you like to see something that's got different shots of things? Would you like videos of actual physical copies of games and, you know, subsequently with video? But why don't you go ahead and let us know on Twitter, either at CBG Podcast or eMaster1980 or at USFHBomb. And let us know if our video sucks. If you've not seen our videos, they're available at youtube.com/crossbordergaming. We have about 2,548 channel views as of right now. But it seems to be that our most watched videos are the ones about fucking Fantastic Five-some, which I have no idea why. But anyways, sorry, had to yawn there. And I don't know what the fuck it is. Every time I do audio boos, I yawn. Like, is it because I'm talking to no one technically, like, with no one in front of me that I started yawning and my body thinks that that's cool or something? I don't know. Anyways, let us know what you want different in the videos, because I do like making them, but all the time that I spend uploading them and all that shit is starting to become kind of iffy. I was going to make a video about this Granny Racer that I got as an indie game, as well as some other indie games, but I'm not sure if anybody really gives a shit about those or not. So why don't you go ahead and let us know? I think I might make the indie game videos regardless, because I'm only going to play each of those games for like 5 minutes. They're very short. And we'll see. So until next time, toodles.